Look at the camera!
Hello, my name is Corentin Deblire, and I'm co-coordinator of the Brussels Short Film Festival.
This festival is in its 29th edition, and there's a lot going on. There's the national competition, the international competition, Next Generation, which is people that are starting out, and we'll probably see them in the national and international years from now.
Yes.
And then there are the must-sees, and there are events. And this is something that I really am happy about. There is a comedy series. There's four different programs.
Yeah, so we decided to make comedy short programs with four different programs. Our team wanted something lighter, but still we could talk about society and how things are going right now. But sometimes you just have to talk about that with a lighter way. So it was a good way to make it. And we are very happy of those programs. We had a lot of fun programming them. And I hope the audience will like it as well.
There are four different programs under comedy: rom-coms, musical comedies, absurd comedies, and Belgian humor. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Ladies don't talk about it, and men don't ask, and we've all got on fine for centuries.
No, we haven't. Women have suffered alone and died a lot.
The chicken!
Bring it here. Lavinia, please don't kill the chicken.
It's lived a good life.
Another program that's really great is the Extreme Shorts.
Yeah, that's a wildcard we give to the CESIF, so Seoul International Extreme Short Film Festival. We already collaborated with them in the past, and we wanted to give them a wildcard, so always very fun. It was a great opportunity to give them a spot.
So we have films from festivals, Cyprus, Cinema Med, Drama, the Seoul Korean Short Film Festival.
As you can see, you can travel a lot with the Brussels Short Film Festival.
Hi.
Hi.
Howdy. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm good. It's just steep.
Yeah, it's a monster. Yeah.
Each year we try to focus on a specific country. That year, initially, we thought about Cyprus, but then we chose to enlarge that to a Mediterranean focus. We find it very interesting. Also, the BSFF program focuses on Mediterranean immigration pathways. And the station will come talk about that. So, yeah, it will make a very rich screening. Also, we have the ESFA, which is the European Short Film Audience Award. It's a selection of the best European short film that won the audience prize in their respective festival. And now they're traveling all over Europe, so in the Partners Festival. Last year, for example, we had the movie called Two People Exchanging Saliva that recently won the Oscar in 2026. And so that year at the BSFF, we will announce the winner of the last tour and launch the 2026-2027 tour.
And then people can vote?
Yep. So people can vote for their favorite film. And then the program turns in each festival, and at the end of the year, it comes back to the BSFF. So yeah, we can announce the winner.
Are you sure?
There's only one blinking bird, and it'll give me something to do now that your father's...
Yeah, the distraction will be good.
Exactly. And once we've got him fattened up, we'll have him for our Christmas lunch.
Oh, well, just don't get too attached.
And then, of course, there's the open air, which is wonderful. It's free, and there's two different programs of shorts, and it's on the steps of the Mont des Arts. It's always a very fun and festive thing to do.
Yeah, all the elements for a very nice screening. It's very popular and also a very nice view on Brussels. The program is also light and joyful, so you can share a drink there. Always fun.
For specific audiences, there's the Trash but Short, and then there is the Night program.
Yeah, so we collaborate with Courmetrage nearly every year, maybe more than 10 years now. Always very fun and impactful programs that they share with us. Also, it's a very underground festival from Brussels, so we just like the perspectives. They have one program outside of the Night of the Short and one inside of the Night of the Short. So the night will be very explosive with their program, but also a like comedy horror program made by our team and BSFF. It's a program for not under 18 years old people, kind of spicy.
The money. The big money, from the visit fee.
I think it's not that hard to be the first one. It's very niche. Flemish, queer, pole dance studio in Brussels.
So as we said, there are lots of things to go and do and see. Now, this is from the 22nd of April to the 2nd of May.
Yeah, exactly. So 22nd of April would be the opening ceremony, which will set the tone for the new edition, as you will see already some shorts that are in relation with the global programmation, so comedy shorts, social satire, intimate, Mediterranean storytelling, and other.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much as well, and see you at the Brussels Short.
Thank you.